Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live tonight. It is Monday, August 4th, 2014, and we're on bbsradio.com, station one tonight. We have a great hour of healing coming up for you on the Healing Highway, and Ron Amatron is here with us tonight. And I believe we're also supposed to have a sponsor tonight. So as soon as we get in touch with our sponsor, we will put them on. And I guess, Ron, we could start off the show by doing a couple of maybe sample clearings. Maybe we could clear, like, mania, because I know that a lot of people feel kind of like they're running around like crazy on Mondays, and it's the start of a new week. So maybe we could clear, like, that manic Monday energy, and then maybe we could charge up the light beam for everybody.
Okay, so here we go, Manic Monday. So, releasing the energies. So think of something that you'd like to have released. And remember, it's your choice. And here we go, releasing the energy. Oh boy, somebody has a doozy. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Interesting. Wonder what doozy really means. You know, we have these phrases that we use that really don't relate to anything, but they're the word, you know. Kind of strange, but anyway. Let's do another clearing here before we do the light beam. Let's do one for, I'm trying to see here. I'm looking at like a self-sabotage, but we can do that one. We'll do one that you may have done to yourself. Maybe you didn't want to go to work today and you slept over and now you're sleeping, or didn't want to go to work. So that could be self-sabotage. Or just wishing that you're in the past. That's a good one too. So here we go. Think of an issue that you have and going to release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to do another one here, since we've been talking about the Middle East on a few of the shows here. Maybe somehow you have relatives over there, or you're connected to the energy somehow. It could be anything. Maybe you live over there in one of those countries, and you see what's happening, and you're just really either angry, could turn into being depressed, being sad. So basically, that's like the media clearing. But it could go deeper than that. You could have an energetic hoarding. So I'm going to do first do a media clearing for the news over there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I will do one for energetic hoardings. Maybe, you saw something on TV that connected you to this energy. So here we go. Releasing the energy. I'll use the word stronger to release it. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And to see if that helps you somewhat here. And if you feel some relief on either one of those, we do have clearings online to do those, to go deeper. So let's energize the light beam. So bring it up on your monitor screen. And this will bring in peace energy for you. So here we go. Peace energy. 1. Watch the light beam change. It'll get a little brighter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's amazing, Ron. Thanks for all the light being, peace energy activation, and also all of the great free sample clearings. And if you are just joining us, you can bring up the picture of the light being on creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website, and you can find it on the right side of the page or on our BBS radio homepage. And I guess, Ron, while we wait for our sponsor to come on, maybe we could start with some of her questions and just kind of like go from there until we find out if she's coming on tonight. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sounds great to me. Sure.
Okay, great. So the first question has to do with selling a home. And she's wondering, she's done a lot of clearings, and she's wondering what would be the best thing to do. She's been doing daily emotional fear, slavery, dark side practitioner, curses, entity clearings, and she's doing Be Here in the Now for herself and her real estate agent.
That sounds
really good, right?
That sounds great. I wonder if she has released the house from her so someone else can move into it. Because everything, you know, since she's been in the house for a while, doesn't matter how long, you know, I would guess maybe if you're in a place for like a month or so, you know, you can feel the energy settling in to the house as your energy. So you want to get your energy out of the house. And then, you know, does the house have its own particular spirit with it? Most do, but some may not. So you may want to just see if that spirit energy of the house really wants to find a new owner. So it could be putting blocks in the way, too. So you want to neutralize that. So it does get a little complicated, and you kind of have to get into the paranormal mind thought of what could be going on there. And is there somebody in the house that doesn't want the house sold that's invisible besides the house energy? You know, maybe there's somebody who lived in there for quite a while and they like you, but they're afraid to have somebody new come in. And so they're connecting with the real estate agent and maybe even the advertisements, you know, in the MLS listings, so that people don't want to see it. That's a possibility, too. So you may want to kind of look at that and see what's going on, because there is external forces, we'll say, that can prevent that from even happening. So, you know, the main thing is make sure that you are released from the house yourself. That's one of the big ones. But there could be other things happening, too. So back to you, Elizabeth.
That's true, Ron. And also, if anybody has any suggestions, you can go ahead and type them into the fast chat. I'm not actually sure if our sponsor is coming on live or if we're just doing a read-through with her questions. So I'm just going to continue with that, and maybe if she calls in or she needs to clarify something, she'll call in. But I'm thinking maybe it's just going to be where we read the questions that have been emailed to us. Now, I just did want to mention, because we haven't had a sponsor for a long time, if you would like to sponsor the show, it's totally a great way, if you have a lot of questions about Creation Lightship, to kind of have a one-on-one session with Ron where he addresses your issues or whatever questions you might have about the clearings, and you can do a half hour or an hour, and it's a really great way to sort of, especially if you're new or even if you're a longtime listener, which I believe this sponsor is tonight, it's a great way to get all of your questions answered and to get some suggestions also from our listening audience and all of the people in the fast chat. So we really appreciate that. And also, I think she did mention further in the email that she doesn't engage much with the public and isn't working outside of her home. So she said, actually, I'm a cave woman. I do set up burning candles and fresh-cut flowers in hopes that they transmute negativity from people coming into the house. Does this help? And also, she's doing the shrink wrap, of course. So I'm thinking, because it seems like she's doing so many clearings, that it's maybe something being brought into the house by other people. And I'm just wondering if what you thought about that, Ron, and what maybe we could do or suggest to her for, because if she's already thinking about people bringing negativity to the house and trying to cancel that out, there must be something to that.
Stop working.
Okay, great.
Okay. Maybe you want to get that?
Yeah, I think that might be our sponsor.
I am.
Hi. So glad you could sponsor the show tonight.
Okay.
So we were just talking about your first question, the selling the home.
Yeah, I'm hearing. I was listening to what you said, and I'm still wondering, because Ron mentioned to me before to take the spirit out of the house, but how I'm going to do that.
Okay, yeah, what you want to do is the spirit, you want to just kind of like make the spirit neutralized so we'll accept anything. Normally it'll get, I don't want to use the word contaminated, but I guess a better word would be to take the mindset of you. And so your mindset may not match with other people's mindsets. So what I was thinking, you know, with the candles, burning the candles to prevent people's negative energies from coming to you, at that point you're in the future, okay? And so by being in the future, since the people coming to your house are going to probably be filled full of negativity, you know, then they may not want to come into your house because it might feel too clean for them, okay? They may want to feel negativity or feel something. So it's possible by doing that clearing, it might be counterproductive. You might want to do it after they leave.
Okay, so it's not a good idea to burn candles and have flowers to take the negativity? Is that what I hear you saying?
Well, the people coming to your house probably are not doing that practice, okay? And so whatever energy is coming into your house by you doing that, it might be too strong for them, and they may not want to even visit your house because it's not according to their belief system and their mindset, and the energy may not match their energy.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned this. I had the intuition, and I was mentioning this also to my realtor, that my energy might be so different from the people who come to my house, and I offered to leave when people come, but my energy is still there. So, okay, I know a little bit more now how to approach this. I also have the feeling that I'm quartered to the swing set and to my son's bedroom. So how do I do a cording removal, or is there anything else? What does cord me to this house?
Yeah, the cording could work. Yeah, the cording could work, and so could the space clearing.
I did the space clearing.
Yeah, the space clearing might work well. We may ask other people on the chat room to, interject something too. But that's kind of what I'm sensing. Remember, let's just say that your house is like tomatoes, okay? And so you're trying to sell the tomatoes, you know, from your house to people who are growing so many tomatoes in their backyard, they don't even want to get it from you, okay? So that's one way to look at it. But the energy of what you have might be too strong, so you may want to just neutralize everything so that when they go in there, it'll feel neutral as opposed to maybe a heightened spiritual evolvement energy, which might turn them off, okay? Because, or maybe they'll just look at the ad and go, this thing is lighting up too much. I don't want to go there. I'm looking for a house that has some darkness in it, you know? And you may want to kind of look at that aspect. But you know, that's kind of the way it is. So what I do is just do the space clearing to neutralize it.
I did the space clearing before I put the house out, and I also did the timeline and self-empower. So I did the space clearing with the first listing. So
I was going to suggest something. I don't mean to interrupt, but I think, Ursula, you said these cordings you're having, they have to do with your son's bedroom and the swing set in your yard. And
yeah,
I think maybe it's, if you feel a cording to that, it could be like these memories. And I would even suggest like an energetic people cording release. I don't know. What do you think about that, Ron? Because I think sometimes it's not so much, I mean, it is the objects and the spaces, but it's also the people who have used those spaces and the memories that we have had of them in the past being there. So I don't know if that would be helpful.
Yeah, that might work too, yeah.
I'm listening.
I was sort of thinking, since you have, you know, a swing set, you might just, when somebody comes, just say, this might sound stupid, just put included with the house, you know, on the swing set, because they might think you're taking it away. So if they have children.
Or get some kids to come play on it.
Yeah. And by saying that, maybe they might think they're getting, you're not taking it away, you know.
Ron, I already put this in the listing that the swing set is included.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then.
Yeah. So I feel like I have done everything except, as I said, I don't know how to get my spirit out of the house, and I don't know if I have more cording than just my son or my memories, the energetic people cording release. So that's the part I'm still questioning, which I haven't really resolved. The cording and, like Elizabeth explained, the energetic people cording release, like the memory thing.
Yeah. I think that could be part of it.
That feels
like a blockage there. Yes, I would say that.
Yeah,
would.
It seems like a lot of things.
Certainly
I think in houses, it's like it's not only the space, it's the memories and the people that, like, your son lived there or your kids lived there. And I think if you're trying to sell the house, it seems like Ron is right. Like, it's somehow you are attached to this house and your energy, like you were very perceptively saying that it's something that you have to kind of remove yourself from this. Am I clear on that, Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember part of the email we ran down the line that you said was being excited for another place. So you may want to get the mindset of, like, you're abandoning your place. I don't know what other word to use there, but, you know that you're not going to be there. And that will automatically pull your energy away from it, too. And then from there, you're going somewhere else with your energy. And you can always change your mind, you know, of where you're going to. So what you're doing is you're working with mind control energies. And so, you know, under mind control, you can either say yes or no or, you know, do it later. So you might pick a house that you find on a listing somewhere. It doesn't matter where it is, but you're probably looking in a location where you may wish to move to. And look for a house and say, yeah, I want to move into this house. And that way it'll put your energy into that house and take all of your energy out of your house and stick it kind of over there temporarily and just see what happens when the real estate lady says, hey, we have somebody coming over for a walkthrough. Maybe do it at that time. And that way your house will not have your energy in it. It'll be somewhere else because you're going to be thinking that you've already bought it, you know?
Okay, that makes sense. But I also mentioned this to you, and I heard you saying at that time that you said not to put my energy in this new home. It hasn't been created yet, if I understood this right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to go into the future, but what you're doing is you're going into the now and claiming that house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going into the future like, you know, you want to, you know, maybe buy some land, we'll say, and have a house made, and in a year you're going to be living in it. No, you just find something that looks presentable and just momentarily what she's showing the house or whatever, put your energy there, and that would be a way to disconnect you from your house.
Yeah, and the strangest thing is what I'm experiencing now. I have done this, and I got really excited about it, and now I don't want to go there anymore. I just want to be in this house I'm in. And this is a surprise to me because I'm trying to get out of this house since a long, long time. So
uh-huh.
I feel confused.
So it sounds like you're on a yo-yo, huh?
Yep.
And now you're going back to wanting your house, so maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah, the house has you again. Wow.
Yep.
So if you sell your house, or to say you get a buyer for it, you know, are you going to be sad or happy or neutral? Yeah, you have to look at that. What's your reaction going to, you know? Are you
going
to feel?
I will be relieved.
No?
I'm on this yo-yo. I don't know how to come in this place that I can release the house. Can I do an attachment release? Is there a clearing for attachments? Because when I'm not attached, I can go anywhere, you know?
Yes, uh-huh.
So that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Pardon?
That's a really good point, because it's like, you know, you feel like you want to move on, but at the same time you're attached to your house, and it's like Ron said, you feel like this yo-yo, and that's like the opposite of feeling peaceful. Like you're living in both, it seems to me, like the past and the future, but the present is not yet clear to you because there's this desire to move on, and yet there's a desire to preserve the memories and the feelings that you have in your old house.
Yeah, that's my yo-yo thing.
Yeah.
What you might put your thoughts into, instead of buying a house, why don't you just kind of consider maybe renting a house for 6 months somewhere, okay? And then you can look for your new house. You know, that way it might take all the pressure off you.
Yeah, I planned this already, that I want to move to a certain place for a little while and then take it from there, just to get out of my house. And I'm busy with this since 2008. I find a place, and then I'm still back into my house. So that has been really stressful for me to resolve this issue.
Yeah, Jiminy. If it's been going on since 2008, wow, that's like...
That is a long time to be on the yo-yo.
Yeah.
That's 5-6 years, depending when you have it listed, you know. Wow, that's a long time. So, what I would do is a timeline crash when you first listed it, because maybe that sets you up into some weird timeline where your house can never get sold. And remember, you have to go back to the root cause. So your root cause of getting rid of your house, selling it, is in 2008. That's when you listed it. That's when you decided to move forward.
No, I didn't list the house in 2008. I listed this in May of this year, but I was looking for new places since 2008 and to leave this area and the house. And I found a place, and then I didn't go there. And although I know these places weren't appropriate for me, so it was not a big loss.
Jiminy.
Well, it sounds like almost, too, like you kind of need to feel like maybe your house now is just kind of like a blank slate. Like it's not, I guess, like they have when I've heard of this, like when they have people selling houses, they have somebody come in and, like, stage the house So it's like kind of like they put the furniture in a certain way, and they put like certain, like it's very neutral. Like I think that's what you want. Like you want to almost feel like it's a hotel or somebody else's house. Like you're staying there temporarily until you can like create a new life for yourself somewhere else.
Elizabeth, it's funny that you mentioned this. I have done this. My house looks like a hotel. I've donated most of my furniture. There are no personal pictures in the house.
Wow.
I've done the staging thing. That's the frustrating part on my side, because I feel I have done almost everything and it's still not moving. So could it be attachment or attachment to the house, or that I feel abandonment if I'm not in this house, because it was sort of my safety blanket, so to speak?
It sounds more like it's like focus. So if you're telling me that you lived somewhere that you didn't really want to live for 8 years, and now you finally made the decision to sell it after, say, 6 years, there's a lot of frustration going on for those 8 years of you living somewhere that you don't really want to live. It's because you're looking for other places. So that could be the reason why it's not selling. You don't have enough energy in getting rid of your house, because you're probably depleted out in maybe 500 houses that you've seen over this, say, six-year time frame. So I would pull your energy back to yourself, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, if you're, you know, it's just an idea. This is going completely off the subject, but, you know, just why don't you, whatever your house is selling for, since, you know, it may not be selling, why don't you just include on your selling price, you know, you'll deduct maybe, I'll just pick a number, I'll just say $15,000 for remodeling costs or something like that. So it's written up at this one price, but you're taking another price so they can remodel it. That way, you know, just an incentive. I don't know if it would work or not, but, you know, it just sounds like the focus isn't there to sell the house, because you have your energy out too many other places. Does anybody have any suggestions on the chat room? Maybe somebody wants to buy out there.
There's a couple, Ron, and yes, and this is a very interesting topic, and I've been getting a lot of feedback from people in email and also in the chat, and they have suggested to write your house a goodbye letter, and someone has suggested a grid or a ley line release, and they're asking also about the psychic billboard. Have you done a psychic billboard on your house? And I know, Ursula, you did have that in your questions tonight, so I don't know if we should talk about that or any of the other things that were mentioned on the fast chat.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this, because I'm doing a clearing right now, Prosperity Deluxe. Due to Ron's generosity, I'm able to do this, and in this Prosperity Deluxe is also the billboard, which I'm doing right now. I just started it. That leads me to other question from the Prosperity Deluxe. I chose this to have another addition to sell my house. So I did the Prosperity Empowerment and the Poverty Clearing, and the Poverty 7 Generation, the Victim and the Curses Clearing. I did them all at once with four windows open, and I guess that works, right, Ron?
Yeah, I think that's working. Yeah,
and I did this a week or 2 weeks ago. How long does it last? Because the clearing is for 3 months.
Oh, okay, yeah. You want to maybe check and reevaluate it. It's best to do one clearing at a time. But if it's all kind of on a similar subject, you could probably do, you know, a couple of them that way. But it works best just to keep one window up with one particular issue, and maybe do four of that same issue with that one clearing. But, boy, I'm still going back to maybe being wishy-washy, we'll say, wanting to you know, move for that 6 years of time or whatever. That's where the issue is. So I don't know if it deals with maybe being on another timeline. But each time you're thinking about another house, on another timeline. So I think you need to do like a system reset, you know, to get all your energy back to yourself. And maybe think of the areas where you put your energy and pull it back to yourself now. And also, boy, if you had an entity in your house and you wanted to move, it might also go to where you want to move to of the houses that you looked at. So now you have this entity courting you and courting where you want to move to, taking away your energy. And it could also be in those houses that you haven't moved into. So you may have a lot going on. Doesn't really meet the eye here, you know, like a paranormal event happening.
I know it's pretty heavy here, but I do daily the emotional fear, slavery, and dark side practitioner, curses, entity, and the here and now, because I have unlimited clearings. And the bottom line is still I'm doing all this, and there's one thing I'm not aware of which doesn't get me out of the house. So I did timeline crashing, and my intuition tells me, with my intuition, I'm not clear either, because I'm not so sure what my intuition is or what comes from my head, because my intuition says this way and my head says the other way. And
That's such a great question.
Well, for some reason, I should lower the price, but another in my head or in my intuition says not to lower the price, like what Ron says to offer $15,000 for remodeling. I already offer a home warranty. I mean, I'm adding and adding things, or in another way, I'm taking things away from the original price, and I don't get results, and that's, for me, very frustrating.
Boy.
There's one thing I'm not aware of, because I feel I have reached every avenue, and what you're suggesting, I have done most of the things. So the entity clearing I did, because I had the feeling too that this was part of it.
Yeah, you could have something that doesn't want to leave your house, you know.
Yeah.
And then
the
also, maybe it hopped into you and wanted you to move somewhere else, you know. And then you start looking at this house that you want to move into, and it goes, oh, I don't want to move into that house. Let's look for another one. And now you're on a journey, maybe having this person or entity or whatever from the invisible realm taking you to another location. You have a really good thing here. Anybody else have any suggestions out there on the chat? Because she may have something possibly controlling her, that she doesn't realize, wanting to move. And then you said that you like your house. You don't want to move. So for you, it must be very confusing.
Yeah, I feel I have two personalities, or even more.
Yeah, so what you might want to do is do an entity clearing on yourself, and maybe even, one of the clearings, like the alien to light, blown to light, or something like that. On yourself, it you know, you can't hurt. You know, it's not, saying that you got these things, but it just can't hurt if you got a hitchhiker that you know nothing about, you know, that wants to control what you're doing. Very interesting.
So is that really alien clone to light? Is that what you said, Ron? Because that's a clearing I haven't done. I have put my name into entity clearing. But I haven't done alien clone to light. This feels good to me. Maybe that's the key.
Yeah, it could be, yes, uh-huh.
Aliens don't fight, right?
Yeah.
Super. But I also want to mention, I'm coming off now a little bit of the subject, about the Prosperity Deluxe clearing. That works wonderful. I'm getting all these emails. I won a million. I won 650. I got a free airline ticket. And today, which is all fake. And today, Ron, I bought a ticket, a scratch-off ticket for $1, and I got $2 back. I can buy your company now. So, and not only with the Prosperity Deluxe, all of a sudden I get these email approaches from men. So prosperity is not only related to finances. It seems to be it's in every area. It clears in every area. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. Most people think of prosperity, typically as money, but it could be, having a lot of flowers in your backyard, or maybe having possibly new friends, anything that seems to be maybe a positive thing happening to you in your life, and living life that way, you could look at that as being, prosperous,
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're of old stuff, you could get more old stuff to be prosperous.
Cool. To come back to the house, the billboard clearing, I have a little bit problem with this because, for example, I went to a workshop once, and because you always said ask people so you know where you're at, and I went to a workshop once, and there are 10 people, and 10 people say 10 different things about me. So I thought that can't be accurate either, because it might be based on projection, codependency, or moods when people tell me, so to speak, my reality. So with the billboard, I'm not sure what to put in, because it's hard to keep my own inventory.
Just put in where you are now, where you believe you are, and then from there, how you want that changed. And where you are is what everything else is enforcing, Other people's thoughts, possibly aliens, and put those in there, the same thing. And then also put down what you want to have changed. Kind of watch and see what happens within a day or two, and then reevaluate yourself.
I did a couple, and I put in what people reflected back to me, so. I don't know, maybe it works or not, but I feel since I've done this, people are more open to me, and I feel positive here, so that's very pleasant.
What do you think, Elizabeth?
It sounds to me like I was very interesting topic tonight, and somebody on the fast chat said she wants to leave and an entity wants her to stay, creating a conflict. And I was thinking along the same lines, like there's something preventing you from getting into your heart center. It's like you were having this conflict between like intuition and mind and heart, and it's almost like you're like overthinking like things, and it seems like there's something preventing you from being heart-centered and being in the moment. And somebody else suggested that maybe you were courted to move there in the first place. And this other person also said she doesn't know what state you're in, but she's feeling old, I guess, Native American Indian energy there. So it could be something along those lines, because that's what it feels like to me, like there's some kind of conflict there. Like something is preventing you from being in your heart center.
I was thinking about this also, and I guess I feel more the Civil War thing, because I'm here in Pennsylvania where a lot of Civil Wars went on.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Especially in Langhorne, where they had where some hotels I can't even go in because I sense the energy where the wounded soldiers were. I just have this intuition, you know.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of battles in Pennsylvania and also
yeah.
a lot of Native American tribes that were wiped
yeah.
out.
Yeah. So that's the entity conflict between not wanting to go and wanting to stay. Okay. So I guess I need to do some clearings on that. Well, I really appreciate all the suggestion I have received so far. It gives me some hope and some support here, and I can take some action. So thank you, Ron, and thank you, listeners, and thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So if we get anything, if someone wants to email something on CLS questions, you know, maybe they might idea after the program here. That'd be
yeah,
wonderful.
It has to sink in a little bit, and I will definitely come up with something. But I want to mention something on the side. The last 2 weeks, and I thought maybe it has to do with that, since I started the prosperity clearing, if there is the relatedness to it, we have this big flat ships clouds, and today I have a big one over the house, and I do the gray sky clearing. It does help, but boom, they back the next day, so I have mostly the gray sky clearing. But Ron, I wonder why we have so many big clouds here, and it's not even here. My friend says in New Jersey as well, so they're really huge, huge, big, fat, flat alien ship clouds. Do you know what's going on?
I could use the term the end of time. End of time. You know, that's, yeah. Things are cooking, you know.
I better stay in my basement, huh, and not move at all.
I liked what you said in your email, that you were basically a cave woman.
Yeah, that's so true, because I don't have a TV, I don't listen to news, and I'm probably the perfect woman Ron is dreaming about doing work with. Well, anyhow, this was just a joke. But Elizabeth and Ron, I just want to share something from the Saturday night show when you took us to the lightship. Which is 10 p.m. here and on the East Coast. I was lying on my bed, and every time when Ron took us to a different room, I was lying flat on my back. Both my arms lifted up, and then they fell down. And Ron says, okay, here we go to another room. And my arms came up again like a reflex and then down again. What was that?
Oh, okay. Well, you're just experiencing the room. So you're probably feeling the different rooms as you're being changed from one to another, and your body was reacting to that. Quite interesting.
Oh. Yeah, I found this too. I mean, after all these years of clearing and working with you, and I'm so grateful for this. And my last question is, I did a lot of clearings, and you did the century clearing for me, and you came up with 67,000 years plus the 2014 now of being created, or how I should put this. My question is, as older I am, do people who are very old have to do more clearings because they attract more, or is this more the consciousness people have been in over lifetimes?
Oh, okay, yeah. Typically, you'd be dealing with body stuff. So, you know, if you were in a lot of bodies, some of those energies could be transferred into the other body that you're in now. But mainly it's body genetics. So being here longer, that much time, doesn't necessarily mean that you have a whole ton of clearings additional or more stuff. It possibly could be that way, but you know, it's what gets activated in each lifetime. So you could have a lot under your belt, but, you know, it hasn't popped up yet. But remember, your spirit, the whole thing deals with your body. So you'd probably need to know, you know, which I've never have really even checked on, how long has your physical body ancestry been here? All I do is talk about the spirit, and the spirit gets very tired, you know, very, very tired going into all these bodies. And so that's, you know, what I indicate. But, yeah, it could be possible that you may need to do or have more luggage. Typically, that's probably what it would be, but it's not always 100% so.
Okay, that's very interesting to hear this, because I wondered why I'm where I'm at. And
And also, another way to look at it, so we're just looking at this in linear time. We take the alien time. They know that you've been here a lot, so they could copy and paste the body that your spirit was in that has no relationship to you whatsoever, okay? And they can copy and paste that timeline into this one here, into your current body. So for that, you know, the longer you've been here, the worse off you are, because they're in control of the time and
yeah,
the event.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know, and that's what I thought it would be. And also, I have the feeling as more clearings I do, I am more attractive to the aliens. Is that so? Because I know I had I worked with some people who were connected to the Great White Brotherhood and to the Galactic Federation. When you put this on the on your site for free, that's the first one I did because I knew I was connected to them. And then the Ashtar command, which I still haven't cleared yet. So am I more attractive to alien races because my spirit is probably no more in my body, I assume?
Well, I would say that could be correct, yes. But you want to get rid of those connections to those races, to those groups, the organization, the alien organization, because you don't want to have them interfering with you. So do those clearings to get that stuff off of you.
There's the, I don't know how many alien races you have listed. What could this be also the problem with my house, that one of the races just is in my house?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, alien that wants to get your house, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of joking, but next time you're out there playing a bingo or a card game or something with these alien races or whatever, say, hey, you want to buy my house? They go, oh, yeah, we'll buy it. Okay. come and get it. What race are you, by the way, so I can set it up? I'll burn candles so it'll be pleasant for you to come in. It'll feel like it's your house.
I question this because of these big clouds I have around my area where I live, and I put Langhorne in the gray sky clearing in, and I said, what's going on here, you know, like this, it seems to be intensified since I have since I'm more serious to sell the house. More problems started. It's like my door doesn't lock, or so it's either an entity or the alien dance, you know?
Yep. Yeah, opens up a good question is, you know, maybe they haven't landed here yet. They're waiting to get your house, but they haven't landed. Oh, no.
I hope I'm out before they come.
Yeah.
So, that was really a wonderful insight tonight and good conversations. And I have a lot of new things to look at and to clear. So, maybe you want to buy my house, Ron. then my problem is solved.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Do you have any deer and squirrel?
Oh, I have enough.
No people around?
I have. That's almost a sanctuary. My home is almost a sanctuary because I basically stay as much as possible as away from people and from the public. And I have all kinds of animals in my backyard, which I really enjoy. That's another thing. It makes me a little bit sad to leave them behind. So, but
there you go. You're connected then about being sad.
Yeah,
because
so, I love my animals. So.
Yeah. Why don't you take some pictures of your animals and put your house on Craigslist?
Okay, that's a
beautiful house. Put it on Craigslist. You never know. Maybe the aliens are turning into Craigslist up there, you know, in the cosmos. And maybe they don't like people either, but they'll look at Craigslist. The perfect.
So there are no people on Craigslist, then. What kind of people are on Craigslist?
I don't know. It's just a broad, website advertising connection.
Yeah.
So you might just try that, you know?
Yeah, I'm
that way,
really crazy.
That way you're empowering yourself to sell your house.
Ron, sorry for always interrupting, but what you're telling me, I already or suggesting, I already did. It's on Craigslist. I have a listing on my car window. I mean, I have everything done in the creative aspect. How to sell my house. It's just an energy there who doesn't want that, you know, besides my attachment. And I'm saying this, it's not only my attachment, there's one person or one energy which doesn't want to let go. Because it's just too strong. If it's just my attachment and I do the clearings and I get a lot, should be sold by now. You agree?
Yeah, I just think it's the attachment to your house. That's what you're probably, you know, dealing with is the releasing of your house.
Okay, so.
Well, yeah, other things too, but that sounds like.
Is probably one of the hardest things, I think, to release.
Yeah,
and
well,
especially
an interesting
if
show.
Something else is... Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, this has been a very interesting show on this. I'm sure other people could maybe be in a similar situation with something that they want to sell.
Well,
you know,
and even
all,
just going
I'm
into the past, like, I mean, I remember houses that I lived in when I was, like, really small and we didn't live there that long, and it's like I still think about those houses. So if you know, somebody was there before you, you know, and their energy is still in that house, I don't know, like, unless it's a brand new house and you're the only one that ever lived there.
Yeah, that last statement is correct. There is no former owner, but I hear I hear a lot that people who moved or who live in this development I live, they love living there. And when I also
so there are a lot of other people around you then.
Yeah, they are, but it's very private. We're all very private, so it's not a lot of interaction with neighbors. And I'm having here right now somebody who wants to sell their house too. You know, so I think it's a good topic because. The house is sort of a sanctuary after a week's work, you know. That's where you go and relax and get energized for the next week again. So I know it's a big subject, but there's also the thing to move on in life. And for me, it's impossible to afford the house any longer. I mean, there are a lot of issues. Why I want to leave the house since 2008, you know. But I'm a little bit clearer now, so I really thank you. It was really necessary because I really had a lot of frustration and anger too. Maybe you can do a clearing on frustration to end this conversation tonight. Is this possible?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, sure, we'll do that right now. So we'll do anger frustration clearing. So here we go, everybody. Think of how that issue is going to affect you, what you're dealing with. And it could be any time in this lifetime that you had the situation. So here we go. Anger and frustration. Here we go. So releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go, everybody. Going to command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart so you be in the neutral position in peace. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, so thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. And thank you for
thank
a wonderful
you.
Sponsor. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.
Okay.